weapons available through God to bring victory into your life are more powerful than physical weapons. Join Kenneth Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as he concludes this session of the Foundations of Faith messages.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Today's message comes from our KCM archives of Brother Copeland from 1989. And this is a foundational teaching on your authority in the name of Jesus. And it has power to change your life. And if there are things that keep coming up against you that are trying to steal your joy and weigh you down, you get ready to get free. It's the name of Jesus. It's the fail-safe way to get your victory. Amen. Here's Brother Copeland.
While I was back there getting ready earlier to come do this broadcast, I had the strongest impression of the Lord that somebody is actually making plans today to go spend the weekend with some other guy's wife. Don't do it. Man, don't do it. It's stupid. Now, don't do it. You get into the things of God and let the power of the Lord Jesus Christ break this thing for you. And don't get off out into that. It's a satanic trap and it may be some other kind of trap. I'm serious about it. It just really came on me strong back there in the other room while I was getting ready, preparing and getting dressed to come out here and do this broadcast. So there it is. I've done my job. I've shared it with you. Let's pray and enter into this broadcast today with faith in our hearts toward the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this name today, the name of Jesus, the name that's above all names, and we pray in that name. And we ask you for revelation today concerning it. We ask you to reveal it to our hearts. And Father, I pray for the person, whomever it was, that you had that message for. And there's no private interpretation of the Word of God. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, whether that was to you specifically, or there's, like I quoted the scripture, says there's no private interpretation on the Word of God. I mean, it is right, whoever you are, whether you're the one that God was specifically speaking to or not, it's wrong for you to do that. It's a wrong thing. It's a trap of the devil. And it's, there's death in it. And I just take that word from the Lord and a word to the wise, praise God. And get in the things of God this weekend instead of going off and getting into the things of the devil. Don't go out and do something dumb, something stupid and put your life on the line for something like that. Praise God. Now, we've been talking about the name of Jesus and the power in that name. We've talked about the fact of our need for the name in the fact that we are redeemed from the authority and the power of darkness. As we read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, that we give thanks to God who hath delivered us from the authority of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's already been done. When you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, that took place. And He has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, even though we have been redeemed, even though we're born again, even though we've been translated out of the authority of the devil, we're still in contact with him. He's still here in the earth. Now, he didn't have any authority over you. You're not his if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life. The sixth chapter of Ephesians names off the rank and file of demonic activity, which is principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in heavenly places. Now, that's not talking about the heaven where God is. That's talking about these heavens here, in the atmospheric heavens that we live in. Well, you notice that was rulers of the darkness of this world. They may be rulers of the darkness, but they're not rulers of me because I'm an inheritor. I have an inheritance. I'm an heir of God in light. I just quoted that from Colossians chapter 1. Now, the Lord knew that when you were born again, you were going to need a weapon. And the weapons of His that are ours for our warfare, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not flesh things. They're not in this natural physical world that you can see or feel. They're powerful through God for the pulling down of those strongholds. And when I speak to the devil, I say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you. Therefore, you bow your knee. Just bow your knee. Take your hand off of my child. Take your hand off of my business affairs. Take your hand off of my family. Take your hand off of my body and off of my mind in the name of Jesus. Now, I will not allow you to do that, Mr. Devil. No, no, no. Every principality, I do this, for instance, if I'm going aboard an airliner. As I step on that airplane, I'll say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this airplane and I bind every principality, every power, every ruler of the darkness in this world. You may be a ruler of darkness, but you don't rule me. Jesus is my Lord. Now you see why I say that all the time. That's the reason I say Jesus is Lord all the time. I am declaring His Lordship in my life, in my affairs. And I want the devil to hear me. I want principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness, lords over darkness to hear me and every wicked spirit in heavenly places. And I say, I take authority over this airplane and I declare its safety and every evil spirit, every contract devil that you've got against anybody in this airplane, including the crew or anybody else, I take authority over you. In Jesus' name. Now, you don't have authority over other people unless they're in your household, like your children, or in the role of a husband as head of the household. There's certain prayer and authority that that man should exercise as head of that household when he talks to the devil. I told the devil back there years ago, I said, you can't have my children. You can't have them. You understand that? You can't have my babies. They're not going to hell in the name of Jesus. And Gloria and I just agreed and stood our ground, brother. We stood our ground. And when the devil came in and did his best to move in on our children, he just run into more than he could handle. That's all there is to it. And I want to tell you today, to God be the glory, and to the name of Jesus be all the praise and the honor. Praise God, all of our children, and including their husbands and their wives and their children and all, the whole bunch, all serving God today, and they're all in the ministry with us. Praise the Lord. And they're not there because we made them be there. They're there because they want to be. Praise God. The name, that mighty name of Jesus. Now, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Faith in any area of the Bible, faith where the new birth is concerned. You can know you're born again and not really be exercising any faith in the fact that you're born again. Well, faith of the new birth comes from finding out what the new birth is and that it's yours and all these things from the Bible. Faith in healing comes from meditation in the Bible, comes from reading the Bible, comes from acting on the Word as quickly as you would the word of a lawyer or a doctor or a very highly trusted friend or someone, your pastor or somebody that in your heart and in your mind is a person that represents authority and your faith in that person. That this Word from God is speaking to you and that this is God's Word and its integrity is real and strong. Then faith for healing comes in the Word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. It doesn't come from trial and tests and temptations and all that. In the trying of our faith, we release patience, the Word says. Now, those trials were not brought to you to strengthen your faith. They were brought to you to destroy your faith. But when you exercise your faith, see, God's not the one testing you and trying you in the first place. That's another thing you need to realize. He's not your problem, brother. He's your answer to your problems. Hallelujah. So, it's what I do with the Word. It's what I do with my faith. It's what I do with the name of Jesus when I come up against testings and trials that makes the difference. Now, in 1 John, you remember scripture that we read a few days ago, 1 John chapter 3, Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Believe on that name. Peter said it's faith in that name that has made this man before you strong. So how does faith in His name come? By studying what the Bible says about His name. And that's the reason that we've been sharing these things with you for the last several days, to let you know what God's Word has to say about that name, the authority that's in that name. I want the very fire of God to rise up in your spirit concerning the mighty name of Jesus, where the next time the devil comes on the scene, he just wish he hadn't showed up. Praise God. The Bible speaks of itself as the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, boy, wield that sword. Go get the answers from the, and the promises of the answer from the Word of God, preferably in the New Testament, that gives you the answer to the situation, and then put it in your mouth like a sword in your hand and speak in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me share something here with you. I have a certain amount of hesitancy about this because of a lot of religious ideas, particularly in Pentecostal and charismatic circles where healing is preached and healing is believed and healing is exercised and our privilege of health is exercised. Very difficult to handle this because of a lack of study, meditation, and right thinking concerning the name of Jesus. Now, I realize that I'm no healer. I don't have the power to heal in my own possession the way I possess this wristwatch. I bought that watch. I paid money for it. It's mine. I mean, you know, I ain't sticking it in my pocket. I don't throw it away. I give it away. It's mine to do with what I please to do with. Now, I have every right to do with that watch whatever I want to do with. Now, in the light of that, I don't have the power to heal. I can't just do with it whatever I want to do with it. I don't have that. As a minister of the gospel, as a born-again child of God, I've been given the name of Jesus in which to lay hands on the sick, and there is in me the source of that power. I'm not the source of the power. I'm like the plug over there on the wall, the receptacle where you take the thing, you know, the plug, and go over and plug it in the wall, electricity flows. Well, somebody might say, is there power in that plug? Well, yeah, there's power in that plug, but the power doesn't originate over there in that plug. The power originates at the power company down there, at the plant. But that receptacle over there is just your point of contact. It's just where you plug into it, see? Well, that's what you and I are. We are points of contact. But we're more than that in the fact that God Himself is residing within us. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. When we are ministering by the laying on of hands, within us is the Father, that like Jesus said, His Father within me, He doeth the word. Now, if you were to hear me use these words like Jesus used them, someone came to Jesus, wanted Him to go minister, and He said, I will come and heal him. Well, now Jesus had already said, it's the Father that dwelleth within me. He doeth the works. Now listen to me, because I want you to see something here about the name of Jesus that we've never gotten a hold of. If I walked up in a prayer line and I had several people standing in front of me and I said these words, I heal this body in the name of Jesus, I would get 50,000 letters the next morning. The person I laid hands on would jump and run straight backwards. Wah, 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 wah. Jesus is the healer. I know that. I spoke in His name. That's one of the reasons that I don't use that phrase publicly like that, because there's so much misunderstanding about it. But faith in that name will bring you to a place where, now this is acceptable. It's a shame that we are so religious-minded and so touchy and, I just get so upset, dear God, you know, over something like that and get so offended that you don't have any more to do with the fellow. Well, I take authority over the sickness and the disease and I minister healing to this body. Now, I can say there was a time when you could hardly say that because people got mad because you used the word authority. But we've realized that we speak in His name. And when there's faith released in His name, Jesus said, if you receive whom I send, you receive me. So if you want the expression and movement of God's power, when someone anointed of God comes into your midst and you receive them just exactly like it was Jesus when he or she speaks in Jesus' name, then the same thing will take place that would happen if Jesus was there in the flesh speaking. See, because you're speaking in His name or in His authority. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you don't have that kind of faith in His name until you study this word. Now, there are people that will go off and say, oh, yes, I heal you. I'm a healer. I have the power to heal. He doesn't have any more power to heal. I mean, than a goose. Dear God, that's wrong. That's a wrong thing. And it's using it wrong. Well, God's given me the power. No. That whole attitude's wrong. That's not faith in the name of Jesus. That's pride. So now, when we develop our faith in the name of Jesus so that conscientiously, in the heart, you know I'm speaking in His name. Most of the speaking in the name of Jesus that you hear is done out of the mind because we're Christians. That's what we do. And you hear it all the time, in the name of Jesus, and for Jesus' sake, for Jesus' sake, and for this and that and that, and that, you know, and all that. But not really an inner knowing and an inner expectancy for the Holy Ghost to honor that name because of faith in that name. Now, that faith comes, and that kind of reality comes when you begin to study the Word and understand and know that you have been made one with Christ Jesus. You are in Him and He is in you. We don't go out and speak these things boastfully and that kind of thing. We speak them in great reverence, but at the same time in great faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we talked about the fact that the greatness of the name of Jesus has come in three major stages. He has had this name of Jesus come to him through inheritance. We read that from the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. When God raised him from the dead, He appointed him heir of all things and said that he has through inheritance obtained a greater name than all the angels. Praise God. Or anything else for that matter. And then we talked about the fact that the greatness of His name was conferred upon Him. In Philippians chapter 2, the 9th and the 10th verse, that He has been given a name which is above every name. And at that name, every knee shall bow, praise God in heaven and earth and in under the earth. Praise the Lord. All three realms of human existence, heaven, earth, and under the earth. All realms of spiritual existence, heaven, earth, and under the earth, praise God, has to bow to the name of Jesus because God has honored that name. He has conferred upon Him King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God Almighty. And He called Him God. And all authority is in His name. Hallelujah. Now, He achieved, this is the third stage here, of the greatness of His name. He achieved the authority of His name by conquest. in that 3 days between the cross and the throne. Jesus said, as the prophet Jonah was in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth, in hell itself. In that 3 days' time, Colossians 2:15 says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show over them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. And then Luke chapter 11, verses 21 and 22, he not only took the keys, he took all the armor in which Satan trusted. He took away from him all the authority, and he gave us the keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The exceeding great and precious promises. Praise the Lord. Woo, I get excited over this. And in Revelation 19, the 11th and 12th and 13th verses says that his name is called the Word of God. Every scripture, every word in the Bible concerning the greatness, the authority, and the power, and the integrity of Jesus' name revealed that he received the greatness in his name after he was raised from the dead. He has not used that name since then. What'd you say, Brother Copeland? Yeah, you heard what I said. He has given his name among men. Thank God we have that name. He invested all that authority for you and me. I mean, why else would he come gain authority over the devil? Why else would he go into great and mighty combat in the regions of hell and do mighty warfare with every demon of hell raised up and sloughed them off of himself while they were tormenting him and trying to annihilate him in that place? And he was raised from the dead and made an open show over them. And came forth out of that tomb and said, all power's been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. I guess so. He defeated the devil and took the keys of death away from him. Praise God forevermore. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. That's the gospel, my brother and sister. And we are in him. And he has given us that name. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am the Lord. I change not. Everything around us seems to be in turmoil. But praise God, if you're a believer, you have something you can depend on, the unchanging Word of God. If you won't make the Word the final authority in your life, it will give you stability when everything else around you gives way. If you'll let what God says settle the issues of life, you'll be confident when others are confused, peaceful when others are under pressure. You'll be overcoming when others are being overcome. Commit yourself to God's Word, and there won't be anything that can steal your security from you.
As many of you know, every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory is Offering Day, and I want to read to you from Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. It says, let him who is taught the Word of God share or respond. Respond to what you've been taught. How do we respond? In all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will reap from the flesh corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. If you've been taught the Word of God this week on this broadcast, and you have, this is your opportunity to go before the Lord and say, Father, would you have me respond to this in an offering? Do you want me to get partnered up with Kenneth and Gloria and what they're doing all over the world? And if he says do it, then you go for it. You jump all over it. We've got partners that are watching right now, and we bless you, partners, and we thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for your obedience and your faithfulness. You are a demonstration of the faithfulness of God in your giving. And many of you know and can give firsthand testimony of the goodness of God in your life as the result of you partnering with Kenneth and Gloria and what the Lord's doing all over this world. So you want to give, then go for it. You can give, you can call, you can go to KCM.com. www.victoryvictory.org. You can send it in over the mail, through the mail, but whatever you do, if He's got an assignment for you in this ministry, then you jump all over it, you do it, and watch Him pour out the blessing in your life. Now, if you've missed any of these broadcasts this week, all you need to do is go to kcm.org. You can watch or download them for free. Just get caught up with us. And if you already saw them, watch them again. Get it down on the inside. Because when the Word is in you, coming out of you, that's when things around you change. So stay connected to the Word of God. Go to church this weekend. Stay connected with the body of Christ. Then next week, listen, join me. I get to be here on this broadcast with you, and I want you to join me. We're going to get into the Word of God, find out all about the kindness of God, growing in His kindness, and the ability that His kindness has to unlock favor in your life. Oh, I'm stirred up about this. I don't want you to miss it. I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to be here, and I want you to be here too. And once again, if you've missed anything at all, go to kcm.org. And if you're not able to join us on those broadcasts when they air, you can always watch them again at kcm.org. Thanks so much for watching. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me any more or you any more or me any less or you any less. And there ain't nothing you can do to make Him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.
You and I are on a collision course with kindness, and we're going to find out what happens when kindness has been written on our heart and His kindness to us overflows out of us. It will unlock the grace and the favor of God in your life. You don't want to miss this. Join me.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.